All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Nordic Village Public Infrastructure District number one. Today is December 8, 2025. It is 10:04 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Brooke, your chair, do you want to start for us? You're on mute, Brooke.
Brooke Cole, Chair.
Thanks, Brooke.
Laurent Jouffray.
And Dave Smith, Treasurer.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, we need to have a public hearing, and that's regarding adoption of the 2026 budget. So what I need would be a motion to open the public hearing.
A motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Brooke.
I seconded.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, board, we're in the public hearing. That's to take any public comment. So we are going to let Brendan walk through that budget for us.
So I do have the budget to share with you all. All right. Are you able to see my screen with the financials?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Great. So we did go over this budget at the last board meeting. There have been no changes since that meeting. And so all of the numbers that are in the tentative budget to be approved as final today are the same as were displayed at that meeting. Now, because these are the same numbers, I'm going to go through this very quickly. It's just remediation review, I guess. But if you have any questions or you would like to dig into anything, please pause and I'll stop and go over that with you. But I will, as I mentioned, go through these fairly quickly. So what do we have in front of you is the 2026 tentative budget for Nordic Village. Now, what you're seeing on the screen is the 2025 financial statements with the budget. I'm just going to focus on that far right hand column because we went over the financial statements at the last board meeting as well. So on that far right hand column, this is our capital projects fund, the 2026 tentative budget. Revenues, we do have a placeholder for $300,000 of interest income and a placeholder for capital outlay or payments reimbursements for capital infrastructure for $27,703,158. Then moving up to our debt service fund, starting here at the top, we have a placeholder for $275,000 of interest income. We do have a bond payment in 2026, total expenditures of $1,895,334. And then moving up to our general fund, starting at the top, we have a placeholder for interest income of $3,000 and total expenditures for administrative costs of $51,000. So again, blazed through that, but happy to dig into any details that you would like to further have me further expand on.
Board, you guys good?
No, it looks good. Same as before. I appreciate you going through it again, though. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, if there's no questions, what I need then, I don't see any members of the public that have joined. So what I need then would be a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Brooke.
I seconded.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right. Moving on then, have you guys had a chance to review the meeting minutes from November 10th? Do they look accurate?
No comment for me.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Brooke?
Is anything for Laurent or Dave first?
Yeah, I've reviewed them and have no comments either.
Okay.
No comment.
I motion to approve the board meeting minutes held on November 10th, 2025.
Thanks, Brooke.
Go ahead, Dave.
You're going to be adjourned. I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, what I just put up is the budget resolution. I'll make sure I fix this resolution date, but or number. By the way, Christy, what is that number?
Four.
Four. Okay. All right. So basically, what this says, board, is we're adopting the budget. In Utah, we have to adopt them through resolution. So we're adopting it and then we're implementing the 5 mills. Any questions? Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve the budget resolution?
Dave?
I'll motion to approve budget resolution 2025-04.
Thanks.
My second.
Thanks, Brooke. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, annual meeting schedule. So sounds like first Monday, or excuse me, second Monday of the month at 10 o'clock works for everybody.
Yes.
Okay, so if that is the case, could I get a motion that that be our 26th annual schedule?
A motion that we adopt the 2026 annual meeting schedule as proposed.
Thanks,
I
Brooke.
seconded.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up is an engagement from the district auditor. Let me find, he sent me an email this morning. Let me find that.
Michael, the district auditor, is that an audit that happens just on a recurring schedule, or is that something that the district gets selected for out of a sample size?
We have to do one every year.
Okay, so just the annual audit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he is proposing a budget of $8,750, which is, didn't we budget Brendan 10 or did we budget 9?
It was 9 or 10, but it was in excess. I just closed the file,
Okay.
of course.
Yeah, that's
But
me.
yes,
I
it was in
closed.
excess of the dollar amount.
Okay. So, and then Brendan, his one caveat is that we would be able to get him the information by March 10th.
Okay. Yep, that's no problem.
Okay. So, board, that is lower than we had anticipated, and it is lower than the other quotes that I've seen. So, if you guys are good with that, that came from Hinton Burdick. So they do about half the audits in Utah. So I get along with them great. Brendan, I think, gets along with them great from talking with both sides. So my recommendation would be that we would go with Hinton Burdick.
Michael, one follow-up question to that. I know there was some districts in the past who were having trouble getting their stuff done on time. This is not the firm that was the holdup on any of those, is it?
No, I'm just going to be upfront because Brendan, it was before Brendan came. There is one audit firm that had the vast majority of the districts, or not audit firm, accounting firm, sorry. And they got behind back in 23. So we had 23 audits that still needed to be done. And that was the problem. Is everything got pushed back this last year and they couldn't start 24s until halfway through the year, which is when they're due. So, no, that shouldn't be a problem. And
Okay.
that's why he's saying that if he can get everything by March 10th, we can have it done by the June 30th deadline. So,
Great, great. Thank you. Appreciate that.
yep. So, what I would
Yes.
need then is a motion to approve the engagement with Hinton Burdick, and then I will get it sent to you, Brooke, for signature.
Okay. Any further discussion before motion, Dave or Laurent?
No.
One item just of note, not necessarily discussion, but Hinton Burdick is going through a name change.
Oh, that's right.
They're merging with another firm in Utah, and they've chosen to take the name of the other firm, which is Squire and Company. So Hinton Burdick, all their operations, all of the things will remain the same and be the same. You'll just see a different name probably on the engagement letter than Hinton Burdick, which we just talked about.
Yeah, I forgot that. Thanks, Brendan.
Dave?
Yeah, I'll motion to engage Hinton Burdick for the annual district audit.
Thanks, Dave.
I can second it.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, last thing I show is our open and public meetings training. Takes me about 5 minutes. It beats the 15 that it typically will take you on the state auditor's website. So I'll get through it as quick as I can. So state requires us to open or to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act, which requires us to conduct all the district's business in an open and public setting and to allow the public to attend and participate. So typically, we will give members of the public up to 3 minutes for public comment at the board meetings. Now, Brooke, that is something that as chair, you can decide how long. Typically, it's going to be three that we post. All of the council's boards that I've sat on, it's been three with one exception. That was the Inland Port. And that's because we had like 100 people that would show up to every meeting. So we limited it to two for that. But Brooke, you get to decide how long. Obviously, we need a quorum of the board in order to conduct any business. So, two of the three of you need to be present at those. We need to post an annual meeting schedule on the public notice website. The public notice website is the central hub for all of the governmental entities in Utah. So, everyone has to post their notices there. One of the reasons when people want to get on the public notice website and find out about districts, all of the public entities are listed there, but they can also sign up for email alerts so that anytime we post anything regarding the district, they get a notice of it. That way they can plan on attending, see what it is that is on the agenda. Now, the agendas have to have reasonable specificity, as they call it. So we'll take today's board meeting as an example. We have a resolution that's listed. We have to let people know it's the budget resolution. We just can't list a generic resolution not specifying what it is. So that's the kind of level of specificity that we need to post. All of those notices need to have the date, time, and place of the meeting with those agenda items. We also have to post the Zoom link so that people can attend via Zoom. We also will list Christy's name or name and phone number on the notice. That way, if people need to call in, they have the ability to call in to Christy, and Christy can put them on the conference call with us. The notices are 24-hour notice for a regular meeting and a special meeting. When we have public hearings related to the budget, those are 7-day notices. We do have an electronic meetings policy, which allows us to conduct our meetings electronically. The one caveat is we do have to have an anchor location, and somebody related to the district has to be there at the anchor location. The office that's listed as the place is always going to be our office. We have to record all of the meetings. We keep minutes. The recordings have to be uploaded within 72 hours of the minutes. And then when we approve the final written minutes, those have to be posted as well at 3 days after the meeting. There is a potential to go into closed sessions, super rare for PIDs and IFDs, but I want to say in 3 years, we have gone into close twice with different districts. So we have to list and vote on the reason we're going into a closed session and two-thirds of the board have to approve to go into a closed session. We could close for strategy sessions related to, let's say, pending and reasonable litigation that's imminent, collective bargaining. If we were going to purchase any land, any water rights, do any leases, do any appraisals that might affect, our strategy or dollar amounts that we don't want getting out beforehand, we can go into closed for those. If we were going to deploy any security items, so any personnel, devices, or systems, we could close. If we had any allegations of fraud or criminal misconduct, we could go into closed session. Remember how we have the fraud risk hotline and we have the fraud reporting policy. We could use those to go into closed. Let's say somebody's trying to use the grandma system where they're trying to gain access to anything related back to the development company. We can close to go in and talk about those kind of items. I'm just going to tell you, we are automatically going to say no, no matter what. And then if they want to file appeals, they can file appeals. In a closed session, we are not allowed to interview people to fill vacancies, to talk about character competency, anything like that. We can't approve anything for final approval, so no resolutions, ordinances, rules, regulations, contracts, or appointments can be done. We do have to record those meetings, and we do have to keep minutes as well, but those are closed, and the only way you could get into the minutes or the recordings is you would have to go to court, and a judge would have to open it up. So that's the training for this year. You guys have any questions?
No.
No, none. Thank you.
Okay. So we'll list that. Believe it or not, the state auditor will ask the outside auditors to look for those every once in a while to make sure we've had the training. So that's why we do it. And we do an affidavit to the effect that we've done it. Plus, it's in the minutes. So, do you guys have anything for us? I do have one thing, Brooke. I took Friday off, and then this morning my computer was having hiccups right before the meeting. So I will get the two resolute or requisitions that you signed. I'll get those into Zions today so we can get those processed. But I just wanted you to know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep. Okay, nothing from us. Brendan, you have anything?
No, nothing additional. Just good to
Okay,
see you.
Tyler, you have anything?
Nothing for me. Great seeing you guys.
Okay.
Michael,
Yes.
before I make a motion to adjourn, can I get you to send a copy of Brennan's final budget to us?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Brendan, will you send that to the group? Okay. And then, Brendan, I'm assuming you're going to file those, or do you want me to file?
I'm good to file them all. Yeah.
Okay. I'll just plan on that then.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Brennan, for sending that out to us this morning.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. If there's nothing else, Michael,
Yep, there's nothing.
I'm motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Brooke.
I seconded.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, good to see you. Hey, happy holidays if I don't see you guys before.